This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Jen Graham, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker Sr. alongside Gary Boker Jr. It will be the Taylorville Tornadoes and the Pena Panthers doing battle in this, our second semifinal game in the championship round. Game number one saw Triad defeat Nokomis 56-41, and now the Taylorville Tornadoes of Coach Ryan Brown, they come in with a 9-9 record. They will start a 6-foot senior, Raiden Gideon, a 6'4 junior, Sean Schakowsky, a 6'4 senior, Tyler Heimsness, a 6-foot senior, Jace Bergschneider, and a 6'1 junior, Wyatt Shirley. So it'll be Gideon, Schakowsky, Heimsness, Bergschneider, and Shirley for Coach Ryan Brown and the 9-9 Taylorville Tornadoes. For the Pena Panthers of Coach Adam Metzger, they come in with a 17-2 record. They will start a 6-foot senior, Wes Kyle, a 6'2 senior, Drake Spracklin, a 5'10 senior, Bryce Edmiston, a 6'4 senior, Jonah Loft, and a 6'3 junior, Andrew Ambrose. So it'll be Kyle and Spracklin, Edmiston, Loft, and Ambrose starting for the Pena Panthers of Coach Adam Metzger. They come in, Gary, with a 17-2 record. Their two losses, they lost by 30 points to Altamont way back in November. They lost to Auburn on the 14th of December, 63-58. Since then, they have not lost at all, but you saw the thriller when they beat Mattoon in double overtime? They ended up winning by one?
Great game and double overtime at Mattoon, and just a big win for our guys to get one on the road. Had a great Vandalia tournament, won the all five games down there, and then came back, had big wins at Carlisle and at Mattoon. I think the guys are really starting to
believe that Taylorville was going on the way up on that jump ball, weren't they? You're going to say, hey, let's re-jump? No, they're going to say it will be Pena ball. That's something where you try to jump the jump and get the advantage, and it backfired on the Tornadoes.
Bergschneider went early, so I thought maybe if it was like hockey, they were going to kick him out and put a new guy in the circle there and re-jump it.
In any event, it will be Pena with the ball. It'll be Drake Spracklin inbounding the ball. He'll get the pass back. Looking over, he'll go to the opposite side of the floor to Wes Kyle. Kyle looks into the corner to Spracklin, thought about a three, had the ball tipped away and stolen. Back the other way goes Wyatt Shirley. He'll pass it off, shot going up. Oh, they reached in. No foul called. One was asked for, but it didn't matter. Pena gets the ball, and then they get it stolen right away from him. Baseline turnaround jumper is up and good by Jace Bergschneider. Outstanding play there by Bergschneider.
Yeah, nice move. Pace is pretty frantic. Both teams coming out a lot of energy.
And so Pena now will face the zone pressure of the Tornadoes. They skip it across and get the ball out for a three-pointer. No good. Good hustling rebound there. The putback is up and good. Wes Kyle with the honors as he did a good job coming in from the backside, getting that rebound and the putback. We're tied at two.
That's been something huge. Wes has brought the team all year. Hustle rebounds from the guard position.
Over on the wing, it goes to Bergschneider. Bergschneider loses the ball out of bounds. That will be the second turnover of the game on the Tornadoes. Panthers of Pena have one. So we're 1 minute into the game. We have 4 points scored. We have three turnovers committed. It's going to be that kind of a night. Spracklin brings the ball down, gives it off to Edmiston. Edmiston gives it back up top to Loft. Loft looks inside for Ambrose. His little finger roll is up and good. Andrew Ambrose showing that at 6'5", he can go to the sky.
Well, I know Ambrose is going to be one of your favorites, a big lefty.
There you go, my kind of guy. Three-point attempt over there by Gideon, no good. They'll get their own rebound, try another one, it won't go. Panthers do a good job of sealing out there, get the rebound, they'll go back the other way. It comes over to Edmiston. He'll swing a skip pass back to the other side to Loft for three, bottom of the net. Jonah Love drains the three from deep in the corner on the right side. Just like that, Payne is up 7-2. Tornadoes go inside, miss an easy shot in the middle. They're going to say no, foul on the floor. And I do believe it's going to go against the Panthers, but they're going to negate the basket and call the foul. I believe it'll go on Spracklin. Spracklin will get his first. and the Tornadoes, trailing 7-2, will inbound under their own basket. They'll get it in to Shirley. Shirley's going to set the offense up as he'll go to the head of the key, swing it over on the wing to Gideon. Gideon look for a cutter going through. Heimlich is not open, so they'll reverse and go back to the other side. Shirley for three, won't go. There is Edmiston to come up with a rebound. Quick pass down the floor, up, no good. Foul on the play. Heimsness was late getting there, and he'll pick up the foul. His first to the free throw line will go the Panthers' 6-foot senior guard, Wes Kyle.
Wes running the floor well. Edmiston did a great job of seeing him, getting the ball to him. Wes makes a shot fake, picks up the foul, and now he's at the line.
Kyle's going to eye the first, try the first, and buy the first. Give him three. Give the Panthers an 8-2 lead. He'll get ready for his second. Take a couple three dribbles, bends those knees, eyes it, tries it. Nope, this one comes up short. Ball is picked loose, however. Nice defensive play there by Ambrose, and Ambrose is going to draw a foul as the Tornadoes were a little bit lax on the boards there.
Yeah, great job there. Ambrose just kind of poked that one away and then hustled to get it.
This foul will go against Wyatt Shirley. It'll be his first, and the Panthers leading 8-2 will inbound and bring it down in the corner. It'll go down to Spracklin down there, back up top to Edmiston. They'll reverse to Loft. Long three, little long, little strong. They'll tip it out, but going to be a tip back foul there, as I believe they're going to get Andrew Ambrose on that, aren't they?
Yeah, Ambrose went over the top there. Great rebounder. You like to see him being aggressive. Just went a little too much there.
Ambrose will have a seat, and Lucas Holthaus will come in for him. He'll step into the middle of that defense, wait for his man to come down. Thus far, the Tornadoes, 3 minutes into the game, they have been rather cold, but there's a hot shot, and that would be Raiden Gideon, who fires from the elbow on the left side, makes it 8-4. Quickly coming the other way. Panthers with an errant pass. Tried that backdoor pass. Taylorville had it read. Now a three-point attempt up. No good. That was way strong, as that was Tyler Heimsness, who could not get the shot to drop. Now back the other way. Go the Panthers. It's Edmiston at the head of the key. He'll pass up on the shot. Back things out. Set things up. He'll swing it over on the other side as he'll get it to Wes Kyle. Pass back, wasn't ready for it, goes out of bounds. Third turnover of the game on the Panthers. Ambrose will check back into the ball game as Drake Spracklin will get a break. 8-4, Panthers with the lead, Tornadoes with the ball. 4-4-4 showing on that first quarter clock. Winner gets Triad tomorrow night in the championship game. Lob pass up there is tipped away. Loft does a good job as he tipped that one away, and the Panthers come away with it. Third turnover of the game on the Tornadoes of Taylorville.
Taylorville in a 1-2-2 zone doing a really good job of getting out there, getting hands in passing lanes. Caused some early turnovers by the Panthers.
Over on the wing it goes to Holthaus, now down in the corner to Kyle. Kyle tries to get the ball into Ambrose, turns, shoots, and scores. Andrew Ambrose with a nice, sweet play there. Talk about soft touch for the big guy. Now the other way they go, and they're going to call a charging foul against the Tornadoes as the Panthers did a good job of holding the ground there, and they'll draw the foul. That'll also go down as turnover number four, as the foul is going to go against. They charge that one on. Okay.
Well, Ambrose is the one that took the charge. He's done a great job of that all year, but that scares me when he's already got one foul halfway through the first quarter.
I don't even see on the board yet who they called it on. The referee's still trying to figure out who it was on. We'll have a substitution, as coming into the ball game will be Luke Markwell for the Tornadoes, as Wyatt Shirley will have a seat. The foul was called on Jace Bergsnyder. Bergsnyder picks up his first, and the Panthers will inbound against this full court pressure. Over to Edmiston, it goes on the right wing. He's looking at the double team before he gets into it. He wants to pick up his dribble. He'll try to throw it back. We're close to a timeout. Coach Metzger had to call a timeout instead of the 10-second count, I should say. So with 3:59 to go here in the first quarter, the Panthers will have the ball when we come back after these messages on WSMI. A whole freaking gym where they could sit, and they all have to sit right here by me. I must just attract them. One will do here. One will do here. Jen Graham, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker Sr., Gary Boker Jr. alongside. Paint a Panthers with a very good start here tonight, wouldn't you say, Gary?
Yeah, they're doing a good job getting good shots, knocking them down, and matching the intensity. And I think even the Times have out-hustled the Tornadoes. Nice move by
nice
Jonah Love right
baseline
there.
Baseline drive. Jonah Love found an opening to his liking, and he took it all of the way. Now down at the other end.
Holdhouse tipped that away on the long pass. Did a great job of hustling back.
And so it will be Taylorville ball as they will inbound under their own basket. They'll get the ball in to Wyatt Shirley. He'll pass it off to Tyler Heimsness. Heimsness with the shot and the bucket as Tyler Heimsness picks up his first bucket of the game. Makes it 12-6. Inside it goes to Holthouse. He'll go baseline as he goes down the floor. There was a foul that was not called, so the coach from Taylorville would say, but nonetheless, the Tornadoes got the ball back, took it to the length of the floor, drew a foul, so I guess all's well that ends well.
I guess so.
you had a player falling to the floor, and I guess they figured there just was not enough contact to warrant a foul there. In any event, to the free throw line goes Jace Bergschneider to shoot two. First one comes up short. He'll get another one. As Ambrose will have a seat, and Spracklin will replace him in the Panther lineup. Bergschneider eyes the second one, tries the second one, buys the second one. Now Wyatt will have a seat as Luke Markwell will re-enter the lineup for the Tornadoes. 3:19 to go, first quarter, 12-7. Panthers with the lead and the ball. It'll go up top to Spracklin, Spracklin to Edmiston. Edmiston gets the ball inside to Loft. Loft swings it over to the opposite side. Baseline drive. Oh, passed it right into the hands of Raiden Gideon. As Gideon gets the ball down the floor, they get the shot up, but it will not go. Gideon's got the ball back. He'll slice and dice into the lane, off the glass, and good. And he's hacked in the act and will go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Going to get Jonah Loft.
Bad case there for the Panthers. That's Jonah Loft's second foul. We're still at 2:51 to go in the first quarter.
And Gideon with his fourth point. But before he shoots his free throw, Wyatt Shirley comes into the ball game. As it will be Lane Funneman entering for the Panthers. Gideon eyes it, tries it, and buys it. So his three-point play makes it a two-point game. Pena with a 12-10 lead, facing that pressure by the Tornadoes. To Edmiston, it goes over in front of the bleachers and the stage on the far side. Edmiston now comes out between the circles. He's actually almost in the center circle. He'll set the offense up as they're going to swing a man through. That'll be Spracklin to the baseline. He comes over in the corner, gets the ball. They'll reverse back, try to go into the lane. Now back to the corner to Edmiston. Thought about a three. Stid, he'll skip pass it over to the other side to Spracklin. Spracklin gets bottom of the net. Drake Spracklin, first time we've heard from him today. A huge three. Back the other way. The shot is blocked, and the Panthers come away with it. So with 2:09 to go here in the first quarter, the Panthers with a five-point lead have the ball. Edmiston's going to have the ball over on the corner. He'll send it up for Spracklin. His shot will not go. Going to be a foul called on the floor. Working for a rebound.
That was a big shot from Spracklin earlier. And with Loft and Ambrose both on the bench, kind of wondering where the points are going to come from for the Panthers. Spracklin hits a big shot. Now Ambrose coming back into the lineup for Pena.
Schakowsky's going to get the foul for the Tornadoes. It'll be his first, team's fourth. Sopena leading 15-10 here with 1:59 to go in the first quarter will inbound under their own basket. And it comes to Ambrose. He'll go into the lane. He's tripped. Gets the ball off. Now a baseline drive going up and no good, but a good job there of Lucas Holthaus finding an opening on the baseline and heading to the basket. Now he'll head to the free throw line.
Yeah, really nice move there by Lucas.
Shikowski's going to pick up his second foul in about 10 seconds. Holthaus, first free throw's up, and it's good. Well, that's one thing you have remarked to me several times during the course of the year, that these Painted Panthers have been a good shooting team, and they're showing it here tonight as Holthaus gets ready for his second free throw. He'll take a couple three dribbles. He'll eye it. He'll try it, and he'll buy it. Holthaus, 2 for 2 from the charity stripe, makes it 17-10 in favor of the Panthers as the Tornadoes will bring the ball down the floor. Power move inside is up and good as the big guy, Bryce Fredericks, comes up with his first 2 points of the game. Back the other way, the Panthers miss a three. On the rebound, it's Markwell. Markwell's going to take the ball quickly down the floor. Now he'll give it off to Tyler Heimsness. Tyler gives the ball off inside, looking for a cutter, nothing there. And now it's going to be a jump ball as he turned, handed that right to the Panthers. The arrow favors Taylorville, so it will not be a turnover. 1:20 to go, first quarter, 17-12. Painted with the lead, Taylorville with the ball. Tyler Heimsness will be the trigger guy. He'll get it in to Wyatt Shirley. His three goes off the iron, no good. Edmiston catches it in full stride. He'll take it all the way off the glass and good. Edmiston with a good job there of stopping, pulling up, and not getting the charge at the other end. 19-12 is the Painted lead. Taylorville unsure of how to pass. Right now, you'd have to say Taylorville looks like they're a little bit unnerved.
They are. They do. They look very shaken right now.
And so it will be Painted ball. They lead 19-12 with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. We'll bring it in to Edmiston. Edmiston will bring it on a dribble and then dish it off over to Spracklin. Spracklin back up top, goes to Funneman. Back to Edmiston. He goes to the head of the key. Lost his control. He thought the ball was tipped, so he had another dribble coming. Referee thought otherwise. Turnover number 5 on PHS. Colin Schmidt into the lineup for the Panthers as the Tornadoes will inbound over in front of the stage. It'll come in to Wyatt Shirley. Shirley going to give the ball off to Heimsness. Back inside they'll go to number 25. Oh, shot is blocked. Excellent defense by Andrew Ambrose as going up with the shot was Jace Bergschneider, but he had that one swatted out of the air. Now we're going to have, well, they're going to call an over and back on that?
I think so.
Evidently he had everything over. Coach Metzger's saying he didn't have all 3 points over.
Both feet. I didn't think so.
Yeah, 1 foot never did get over to the front court, but nonetheless, the call goes against the Panthers. That'll be turnover number 6. Gives the ball back to Taylorville as Bergschneider has it. He will pass it off to Heimsness. Heimsness with the ball up at the head of the key over on one side. He'll give it on the other side to Shirley. Shirley and Heimsness playing catch out front down to the final 12 seconds we go. Painted with a 7-point lead. Taylorville looking for the last shot of the quarter. They'll spin. We go down to 6. We go down to 5. Looked like Gideon might take the shot. He doesn't. Instead, they'll go the other side. Shots up. The tip in is good as they will count that one, as that was Bryce Fredericks who comes up with a big putback right at the end of the quarter. But the Painted Panthers will head back to the bench at the end of the first quarter with a 19-14 lead over the Taylorville Tornadoes. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Pena will get the ball to start the second quarter. Toss a pass over on the wing. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by Taylorville. So the Panthers will inbound in front of the bench. Ambrose with a jumper from about 12 feet comes up short. Taylorville comes away with it. For some reason or another, The Taylorville guard didn't realize there was a guy sitting right beside him. Bergsnyder gives it up. On the other hand, the shot
West
is
Kyle.
Up and good by Wes Kyle as he picks up two, and the lead swells to 21-14. Back the other way, the Tornadoes answer, as that time it is Jace Bergsnyder who comes up with two, makes it 21-16. Panthers with the ball. It's Spracklin over on the top, looking inside. Ambrose with a running one-hander into the lane. What a nice move by Andrew Ambrose. Showed some finesse at 6'3". Back the other way, three-pointer shot up and no good. The putback, however, is good for Wyatt Shirley. Shirley gets his first 2 points of the game, makes it a five-point game once again. 23-18, Pena with the lead, Pena with the ball. Down in the corner it goes as they're looking inside for Lane Funneman. Funneman sends it back up top to Edmiston. Edmiston gets it off to Ambrose. He'll drive the lane, then kick it out for Funneman for a three. It's an air ball. Back the other way go the Tornadoes. They're trying to go inside. Spins up and shot blocked. Excellent defense there.
That was Funneman.
By Funneman.
A little angry after the bad shot down here. Took it out on that block shot.
Yeah, so oftentimes you'll get a foul after a mistake like that, but he says, no, I'll just upgrade the defense. And so the Tornadoes will inbound. It'll come in to Wyatt Shirley. Shirley gives it off on the wing, and it is taken away by the Panthers. That is the eighth turnover of the game on the Tornadoes. Panthers coming quickly. They will give the ball right back as it's stolen on a long pass. Down the other way, they will go. And they're going to call a foul on, this one's going to go against 24. So that will go against Tyler Heimsness. I quit. I'm not going to be able to sit down. These guys going to stand up. I'm going to have to stand up. The kids are having a good time, and well they should, as the Panthers of Pena are leading 23-18 with 6:20 to go until halftime. Over on the wing, it'll go to Wes Kyle. Now back the other way to Edmiston. They'll look inside, and they'll find Lucas Holthouse. His baseline jumper's up, and it's good. Lucas Holthouse with a baseline jumper from about 10 feet swells that lead to 7. 25-18 as we hit the six-minute mark of the second quarter. Back the other way, Gideon thought about a three. Instead, he'll kick it back up top to Bergsnyder. Bergsnyder's going to go to the high post to Tyler Heimsness. Now it'll go back to Shirley. Shirley with a bounce pass finds Bergsnyder. His shot off the iron, no good. Tornadoes have gone cold, and the Panthers have made him pay. Back the other way goes PHS. They'll turn the ball over, trying to force the ball into the middle. Back the other way, a shot is up and good by Jace Bergsnyder. Give him 4 1/4, give him 7 in the game. Makes it a five-point game once again. Go inside to Ambrose. He gets stopped on the baseline. He'll try the shot. It comes up short, fighting for the rebound. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Tyler Heimsness. For the Panthers, Jonah Loft will re-enter the lineup as they will inbound under their own basket. Wes Kyle will be the trigger man. He'll get it into Edmiston up top. Bryce will set the offense. They'll go 1-4 low. Ambrose trying to work his way in the low post, having a good time there between Ambrose and on the other side is Fredericks. This time it's Ambrose who gets caught. What do you call that, the chicken wing?
Yeah, he had him hooked a little bit there.
And as a result, that will be not only a foul on Ambrose, but a turnover on the Panthers. They have committed 9, but they lead 25-20 with 5:10 to go here in the first half. Winner gets Triad, and that's going to be a tall task tomorrow for either of these teams. Shirley with the ball, swings it over on the opposite side to Heimsness. Heimsness out in the corner. Three-point shot is up, rolls around, won't go down, fighting for the rebound. I think they're going to get the Panthers again.
That one's going to go on Wes Kyle.
Wes Kyle, well, I'll tell you what, Wes Kyle at 6 foot has to work a little bit harder to block out. He was doing just that, but instead he'll pick up the foul. That will be the 6th foul against each team now, so both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the half. Pena with a 25-20 lead. Gideon with the ball out between the circles. He'll give it off to Shirley. He'll drive. He was falling to the ground. tossed one up, an ill-advised toss of some sort. Now the other way, the Panthers do the same thing. They have an ill-advised pass, too high, too long, too strong. Turnover number 10 on PHS. Taylorville will inbound with 4:30 to go till halftime. They trail by five. Bergsnyder bringing the ball down the floor. Passes over on the wing, a dangerous one to Heimsness. Now it goes back inside to Friedrichs. Now up top for a long three. Will not go. Thought he was fouled in the act, but there was no foul called. And the Panthers come away with a rebound. Bryce Edmondson brings it down, picks up his dribble, give it over on the wing to Spracklin. Spracklin back up top to Edmondson as the Panthers will slow down and set up the offense against the 1-2-2 defense. Jonah Loft with the ball. Takes it over on the wing to Wes Kyle. Wes Kyle brings it up with one dribble and then goes up top to Luke Holthouse. Lucas Holthouse gives the ball off to Edmondson, who will slow things down, set things up over on the other side. Spracklin comes up with a three, and he gets bottom of the net. Second tray of the day for Spracklin. Back the other way, shots up, no good, fighting for the rebound. The Tornadoes have it. They'll clear the lane to not get a three-second violation and get it out top to Gideon. Gideon's going into the lane, and they're going to call him for a charge. Panthers doing a good job of sealing off in the lane. When you try to go in there, they're going to make you charge him.
Yeah, they do a good job of really coming over, helping out, moving their feet, getting good position.
Eighth turnover of the game on Taylorville. And so Pena leading by eight, 28-20. They'll get the ball back with 3:20 to go. 17-2 on the season is the Pena Panthers. Back the other way, shots up, no good, but fighting for the rebound and coming up with it. It's good as Wes Kyle simply took that one away from the Tornado, picked up his fourth point in the quarter, seventh point in the game. Jump shot from 10 feet out, no good, fighting for the rebound. The Taylorville Tornadoes come up with it, as that time it was Bryce Friedrich. Now to the basket goes Jace Bergsnyder. He picks up his sixth point of the quarter, his ninth point of the game. Quickly going the other way, going to be a traveling call. I do believe there Wes Kyle thought he was going to draw a foul, and the defender stepped out of the way.
Yeah, he did. He just kind of made a little side shuffle step and got caught with it.
30-22, Pena with the lead, Taylorville with the ball. Bergsnyder brings it down on a dribble. He thought about a three, then pulls it back down. Gives it off to Shirley. Shirley's going to set things up. Doing some good job there working inside. The referee's letting them play a little bit. Lead pass is good. Edmondson over the top. He's going to get called for the foul, but the shot would not drop for Bryce Friedrich. So Friedrich will go to the line to shoot two, but Friedrich stands in there at 6'2", maybe 6'3". Edmondson is listed as 5'10", and that might be generous, Gary.
Yeah, Kennedy just said earlier that Edmondson's 5'10 with the hair.
There you go. Shooting two is Bryce Friedrich. He misses the first.
Edmondson that time was trying to get Jonah Loft's attention to switch with him because Bryce knew he was giving up a little bit of height down there in the post, but couldn't get Jonah's attention quick enough to get that switch made.
Well, it's working out so far so good as Friedrich misses the first free throw. He'll eye the second. He'll try the second. He'll miss the second as well. So now Taylorville is 2-for-5 on free throws and trail this one by 8 at the 2:15 mark. As we head down the floor, it is Ambrose with a little roller, and it's good. Andrew Ambrose with an outstanding move to the basket. The soft touch gives him 4 1/4, 8 in the game, gives the Pena Panthers a 10-point lead, 32-22. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout, too. You're listening to WSMI. The Pena Panthers have been in control of this pretty much from the start. They broke out to a 5-point lead at the end of one quarter, 19-14. Now they lead by 10 with 2:05 to go until halftime. The Tornadoes will bring the ball down. Wyatt Shirley picks up his dribble way outside. He gets the ball off to Raiden Gideon. Gideon goes up top to Bergsnyder. Bergsnyder looking to see if he can find a postman open. None is open, so they'll swing it around the other way. Sean Schakowsky goes inside, passes up, and it's good. A good high-low entry pass there. Gideon finds Bryce Friedrich.
Gideon had the nice little touch pass there.
And as a result, it draws the Taylorville Tornadoes back within 8. Now they come down the floor. Do the Panthers stop and pop? This time shot's no good. They'll fight for it. They'll keep it inbounds, but it comes in to Bergsnyder's hands. He'll go the opposite way. And the shot is up and good by Sean Schakowsky. Schakowsky not only gets the shot to drop, but he gets hacked in the act.
Yeah, he's got a chance to go to get a three-point play here and cut that 10-point lead we had in half really quickly.
Foul's going to go on Holthaus. That'll be his first. Makes this a 6-point game. As Coach Metzger wants to go to the bench, as he's going to bring Loth and Ambrose back into the game.
Both of them have two fouls.
And Schakowsky's going to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And he does. So he has three in the quarter, three in the game for Schakowsky. Makes it a 5-point game, 32-27. Painted by five with a minute to go. They turn the ball over. Lead pass is up, and shot is missed. As the Tornadoes that time, they were just simply snake-bitten. That was a gimme as they got the turnover and could not convert. Back the other way, the Panthers throw a long skip pass. Now a three-point attempt is up, and it's good. As this time it was Drake Spracklin for the third time tonight comes up with a three-pointer. Back the other way, it's Bergsnyder who stops and pops from 12. Give him 8 points in the quarter, 11 points in the game. 6-point lead for the Panthers. They led by five at the end of one. Over to the opposite side, they will take it off to Spracklin. Spracklin to Ambrose. He'll go into the lane as he goes up. He's going to draw the foul. Good move to the basket by Andrew Ambrose. He'll go shoot a pair as the foul is going to be called against, I think that's going to go against Fredericks, isn't it?
Yes.
It'll be his first. Ambrose to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Sitting on eight, looking for 9 and 10. The lefty eyes it, tries it, and buys it.
All those lefties got soft touch.
Hit the front end and just kind of crawled over, hit the back of the rim, and then just kind of dropped through. Yes, indeed. Lefties have the shooter's touch. Second free throw for Ambrose, the 6'3 junior. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. Same thing. Rattled around, found all sorts of parts of the rim, but finally went through.
I like this move by Coach Metzger there. He had got defense, 36 and a half seconds to go. Get Loft and Ambrose both out of there with two fouls.
And so he will bring Kyle into the game as well as Funneman in the game. Edmiston's there. Spracklin's in there. 25 seconds to go. Panthers with an 8-point lead. Taylorville content to work out the last 20 seconds and go for the final shot of the half. Down to 15 seconds we go. Bergsnyder continues to dribble the ball. Edmiston plays back and says, okay, we'll wait till you start your drive. To the middle they go, inside and up, and it's going to be a travel against Bryce Frederick. That is the ninth turnover of the half on the Tornadoes. And so now they will send both Loff and Ambrose back in with 4.5 seconds to go. The Panthers, who led by five at the end of the first quarter, lead by eight. They're looking for a shot here at the end. Edmiston's going to take it to midcourt. He's going to stop for three. It's up, and it will not go. We have come to halftime, and after two quarters of play here at Litchfield High School, it is Pena 37, Taylorville 29. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. They're coming this way, are to the west end here in the second half. They'll get the ball over on the wing and try to force the ball inside. And once again, it's a turnover. Panthers doing a good job of sealing things off inside, making it difficult for Taylor to get there. Ambrose now has the ball poked away. It'll still be Pena ball.
Great job there. Taylorville comes out to set play. Coach Metzger did a good job with the adjustments at halftime, letting them know because our guys jumped on it before they did.
Pena Panthers, good anticipation on the defense, paid off there, creating the turnover. Ambrose going to go to the lane, lefty up, and good. Andrew Ambrose picks up right where he left off in the first half. Back the other way go the Tornadoes. Going to be a foul called against the Panthers, driving to the basket before he got into shooting mode. It's going to go against...
I think he got Bryce Edmiston.
Edmiston's going to get the
call. Edmiston's had his hand on his hip as he was driving down the lane there.
So Edmiston will pick up his second inbounds pass. Whoa, a little flop there. Didn't get the call. Off the glass, and it's good. Tyler Heimsness gets the shot to drop as the Panthers got away with a bit of a flop non-call there. Now it's Edmiston on the ball. He'll dribble from right to left. About between the legs he goes. Now over to the other side. He'll dish it off there to Drake Spracklin. Spracklin going to give the ball to Ambrose. Finds an opening. Goes to the hole. It's going to be a jump ball, which is going to work in the favor of the Panthers because Taylorville got the ball to start the second half. So the Panthers will maintain possession and inbound under their own basket, still leading by 8, 39-31. West Kyle gets the ball in, shots up, no good. Going to be a foul on the Tornadoes as the official brings them over. And he calls that one on, I believe that one's going to go on Gideon. It'll be his second. To the free throw line to shoot two, Jonah Loth. Panthers are 5 for 6, make it 6 for 7 from the free throw line tonight. As Loth picks up his first point since the first quarter, give him 6. He's looking for 7. As he eyes it, tries it, and buys it. So the Panthers are very good, 7 for 8 from the free throw line. They lead by 10 now, 1 minute in to the third quarter. Gideon with a pull-up jumper, and it's good. Raiden Gideon with his 7th point of the night draws the Tornadoes back to within 8. 6:45 to go. Kyle with a long lead pass there as he gets that one off to Loth. Loth will swing it back up top to Spracklin. Spracklin to Edmiston in the corner. Up top, pass is going to be deflected, and the Tornadoes go the other way. Shots up, it's missed. Spin on the rebound to put back is good. Jace Bergschneider with his 13th point. That's why you follow the play. First shot was no good. Now another tip. Now the Tornadoes come back the other way. They'll go to the hole. Shot will drop. And a foul going to be called against the Panthers. Got to be careful there because Bergschneider in his excitement was doing what might be considered taunting in some circles.
Yeah, that's a big play there as he goes in, gets the basket. Chance for a three-point play, but more importantly, draws the third foul on Jonah Loth.
Loth picks up his third. Free throw rattles around. Finally goes down for Bergschneider. So he's got 5 in the quarter, 16 for the game. All of a sudden, it's a three-point game. Panthers going to try to go inside. They're going to call it traveling. Doesn't make any difference whether it was traveling or a jump ball. Panthers were going to lose the ball that time anyway. Trying to force the issue a little bit, perhaps. Turnover will go against the Panthers. That will be their 13th turnover. We'll keep it right here. Gary, the intensity really picked up for Taylorville coming out of the chute here in the third quarter.
Yeah, they have. I thought that opening play, the Panthers defended well. The Panthers went down, got the lead up to 10. Taylorville cut it to 8, got it back up to 10. Taylorville cut it to 8, and then a turnover, a basket, a turnover, and a three-point play, and all of a sudden it's a three-point game.
And I know you'll say whether allowed or not, and a good coaching decision, call a timeout, try to stop the bleeding.
Yeah, that's it. Coach Metzger kind of told his guys to calm down after the foul down here, then came down, watched our offense run and kind of thought, we need a timeout. Let's go ahead and get things organized and talk a little bit here, make sure we got everybody on the same page. I think he just wants to say, hey, don't let the momentum swing here scare you. We still got a three-point lead, 6 minutes to go, a lot of basketball left. We just got to keep playing, keep hustling, doing what we're doing.
Well, when you get two teams of this intensity playing against each other, it's a game of runs. And you have to be able to try to stop that opposing run. I know you're saying that you always said, give me a stop, give me a pop. Get us a pop, then get us a stop. And that's how we get back into the game. That's what Taylorville's trying to do here. That's what Pena's trying to avoid. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Taylorville trailing by 3. Oh, nice finger roll to the hole. Bergschneider with 7 points here in the third quarter. And all of a sudden, it's a one-point game. Panthers bring the ball down the floor. It's going to be out of bounds. Coach Metzger wanted a foul. He's lucky he gets the ball. And a little bit of extracurricular there with West Kyle. Just having a little fun. Inbounds pass comes in to Edmiston. Edmiston takes it down the corner. They'll look for Ambrose. Ambrose backed over the defender. They didn't call that, but they call the blocking foul on Taylorville. I like the way Ambrose plays. Just enough contact that he creates space, but doesn't get called for the foul.
Yeah, he's a good physical presence down there. Came on big as a sophomore last year and doing a great job here this year as a junior.
Bergschneider will pick up his second. Ambrose will shoot 2. First one is up, and it's perfect. 13 on the night for Ambrose. Perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line. 8-for-9 are the Panthers from the free throw line as Ambrose will get ready to shoot his second. 42-40, Pena with the lead by two, trying to make it three. Nope, it comes off front iron, no good. Gideon comes away with it. They'll go quickly cross court to Bergsnyder, spins to the hole, and it's good. Jace Bergsnyder looked like he was dancing to the music there as he ties this one up 42-42, 5.5 to go, third quarter. Edmiston with a long lead pass for Kyle. Kyle gets trapped inside. He's able to get it over to the other side, and Pena is going to have Edmiston try a three. It's high, it's long. It's knocked out of bounds. A travel call on the Tornadoes, and he's going to say, I didn't get there all by myself. But the Panthers get a break there as they'll get the ball. It'll be out of bounds as Coach Metzger is going to hand out a towel here to get the floor dried off underneath the basket. After that is accomplished, then it will be Wes Kyle who will take the ball out of bounds. 42-42, game number one tonight. Outstanding game saw Triad defeat Nokomis 56-41. They're in the championship game. Will they play Pena? Will they play Taylorville? We shall see as these two are locked at 42. Panthers going to inbound. One of the lob pass. It wasn't there. They throw the ball away. It's Bergsnyder coming up with it. Numbers aren't there. He's one on three. They're going to call him for a travel. Well, you talked about the hectic pace. That time Bergsnyder, with three defenders around him, should have simply picked it up and held on to it. But instead, turnover number 14 gives the ball back to PHS. Panthers facing that full court pressure. Edmiston with the ball, gives it off to Spracklin. Spracklin goes down in the corner for Holthouse. Holthouse gives the ball up. Going to be a blocking foul. There was a situation where the Panthers trying to draw the charge. He stepped in front of him, did not give him an ample time to change his direction. So the foul will go against the Panthers. That'll be Wes Kyle picking up his second.
You know, that's one of those, he picks up the foul there, but at least it slowed down what could have been a break.
Yes.
A transition opportunity for Taylorville.
Sometimes something good does come from a foul, huh? They'll reverse it back. Bergsnyder, oh, with a nice pass. They went around the perimeter, took it in from the backside. Schakowsky with two, gives him five in the game. Gives to Taylorville Tornadoes a 44-42 lead. We're not even halfway through quarter number three. Oh, nice shot there by Ambrose, but it simply rimmed out. You got to like the touch of the big guy, though. Gideon, on the other hand, he comes down. High dribble, but he kept his hand on top. Now Coach Ryan Brown is trying to set up a play as he'll swing it out top as it'll go off to Heimsness. Heimsness goes back to Gideon. Gideon to Bergsnyder. Bergsnyder's way out there for three. Bottom of the net. Somebody cool that dude off as he has put together a 12-point quarter all by himself and has given Taylorville a 7-point lead. Trying to answer the other way, and that's a problem that often occurs. Pena trying to get the three. Instead, they get the rebound. They thought about another three. Instead, it's going to be stripped. Ambrose has the ball stripped. Bergsnyder going down. Bergsnyder makes the shot. Bergsnyder is on fire. As that time, Ambrose tried all he could to get to him, but he could not affect that shot. All of a sudden, it's a 49-42 Taylorville lead. Coach Metzger says, hey, let's slow down. Let's regain our composure. Now we're going to have a pushing foul inside. It's going to be a foul against the Tornadoes. Quite honestly, I did not see that one, Gary.
I think he and Ambrose have been battling a little bit inside there.
Luckily, referee, it wasn't a double foul. You know, when my refereeing days, that's what I would do. If you guys can't play nice, I'll penalize both of you. In any event, the Panthers trailing by seven will get the ball inbound. Spracklin with a shot. From three, Drake Spracklin has picked up his fourth tray of the night. Give him 12 points, makes it a 49-44 game. The Panthers clawing their way back into this one as they were down by seven or eight just a moment ago. They're back to within four. And inside, Bergsnyder tries to go to the big guy, Schakowsky. His shot will not go. They fight for the rebound, kick it outside to Gideon. Gideon says, let's slow down and set things up. Now he'll spin, dribble to the head of the key, give it off to Bergsnyder over on the left side. Bergsnyder looking for cutters. Nobody's open, so he'll take the dribble and go up to the middle circle. He's being guarded by Edmondson. Oh, beautiful pass inside as he finds Wyatt Shirley. Drew so much defensive attention, it got Wyatt Shirley open on the baseline. Now the Tornadoes coming back with that tenacious defense. Going to be a travel call called against Jonah Loff. Loff was trying to set up for the three. Evidently, he shuffled his feet, but Gary, I'll tell you quite honestly, if he did, it was so quick, I didn't see it.
I didn't see the feet shuffle there, but just it was one of those things that just didn't look smooth, so the officials saw that, you know.
Something had to be wrong.
Had to be something.
51-45, Taylorville with the lead. Taylorville with the ball as we hit the 225 mark of quarter number three. The Panthers led by 8 at halftime. Now Bergsnyder with a 3, rolls off the rim, will not go. He was begging for a foul, did not get one. Back the other way goes Spracklin. Spracklin gives the ball off to Ambrose, and Ambrose goes for the travel. That one I saw.
Yeah, and that fake shot, hesitate, take off. Guys just don't realize they got to get the ball down on the floor before those feet take off.
And the problem is he didn't need to rush. There was nobody who was around there at all. So we have a timeout on the floor, 2:12 left in the third quarter. The Tornadoes of Taylorville have come storming back, and they lead this one 51-45. We'll take a break and be back after this one message on WSMI. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational from Litchfield, and this is a semifinal championship game, as it will be the Tornadoes of Taylorville getting the ball out. They'll take it in front of the stage over on the far side. They lead 51-45. As they will inbound. 6-point lead for the Tornadoes. Now the Panthers looking to see if they can put on a little bit of 2-2-1 press. Bergsnyder stops and pops some 14, rolls off the rim, will not. Oh, an outstanding offensive rebound there. Friedrichs just simply sliced between the paint of defenders who were caught looking, Gary.
Yeah, they were. They've done a great job of hitting the boards here in this quarter. Feels like even when they miss, they're getting that offensive rebound, that second opportunity.
Good defense there by the Tornadoes. They had him sealed left, sealed right. Shot was up by Loff, would not go. Back the other way. Tornadoes going for the easy two. It won't go. Gideon with the putback, and it's good. Raiden Gideon has picked up his 4th point in the quarter, his 9th point in the game, and with 1:31 to go here in the third quarter, 55-45, the Tornadoes have increased that lead to 10. And Gary, just a moment ago, they were down by 10.
Yeah, that's it. You talk about picking up the intensity and you get guys going and flying around. But I think the biggest thing that the Tornadoes have done here in the third quarter is they don't just fly around. You know, you talk about getting your guys fired up and going places, but they're not just flying around without a purpose. The biggest thing I've seen is that on the offensive end, one, they're going to the boards like we just talked about, but two, the movement without the ball has been excellent for the Tornadoes here this quarter. And then, of course, Bergsnyder just hit another level. I mean, he has done no wrong. He's come down, made some great moves, big plays. And when he's not scoring himself, he's finding the open man for some easy buckets.
Well, in the first quarter, he was nothing special. Let's face it. He had 3 points. He had a field goal and a free throw. In the second quarter, he dropped in 4 twos. So at halftime, he had 11 points. But in the third quarter, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 14 points for Jace Bergsnyder, 14 points in the quarter, and now he has 25 points on the game, and that's one of the main reasons why the Taylorville Tornadoes have come from 10 down to go 10 up.
Well, you
here with 1:31 to go.
You talk about his 14, he's got at least 2 other assists,
yes.
It was an easy bucket, so he's accounted for 18 of those points here in the third quarter.
Now the Panthers, they have to answer. They'll get the ball into Loff, Loff to Ambrose in the corner. Ambrose thought about driving, picks up his dribble, gives the ball off, and they'll swing around to the other side to Spracklin. Spracklin inside goes in to Ambrose. One of the bounce pass on the baseline, not there, so he stops and pops from the free throw line. Andrew Ambrose picks up 2, give him 5 1/4, give him 15 points on the game. It's an 8-point game as we head to the final minute of the third quarter. Bergsnyder with the ball out between the circles. He tells his other players, let's drop back a little bit. We're going to hang on to the ball here. 45 seconds to go. Gideon gets the ball, gives it back. It'll go over to the other wing to Shirley. Shirley back to Bergschneider. Bergschneider being guarded closely there by Edmondson. Skip pass over to Shirley. Gets the ball down to 35 seconds and counting. 8-point lead for the Tornadoes. They'll pass it in to Joukowsky just because they wanted to feel like he was part of the team. Now he'll give the ball right back up. They'll play triangle pass, giving the ball off on the wing to Shirley. Now with 20 seconds to go, it'll swing back around to the right side to Gideon. Off on the wing it goes to Shirley. Shirley has the ball between the circles as we go down to 10 seconds. I know they're looking for Bergschneider. They found him. Did he find the range? Yep, he sure did. Bottom of the net for Bergschneider. Makes it 58-47. That's the way the third quarter ends. The Taylorville Tornadoes came on like a storm, and they lead 58-47 as we head to the fourth quarter. At stake, a date in the championship game tomorrow night against the Triad Knights. Fourth quarter action coming your way after these messages on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker Sr. alongside Gary Boker Jr. We head to the fourth quarter, and the Taylorville Tornadoes that come flying through and miss a layup. They hit all sorts of shots in the third quarter, but here they miss the easy shot to start the fourth quarter. Back the other way, the Panthers go shooting for a three. It's not there. Ahead to Gideon it goes. Gideon goes up and off the twice they missed a shot from underneath the basket. Twice the Tornadoes have been snake bitten, and I guess as hot as they were in the third quarter, that's just a little bit of poetic justice. They should miss a couple.
Yeah, that might drop down to 70% shooting here in the second half.
Going to be a foul called on the floor. Panthers are 8 for 10 from the free throw line through three quarters, but they were outscored in that third quarter, Gary, 27-10 by the Tornadoes. They will inbound, will the Tornadoes, following the foul call. As that went on, Wes Kyle will be his third. So now the Tornadoes, I think they're content with an 11-point lead, maybe to work the ball around a little bit more. It'll come over to Joukowsky. He'll go up top to Fredericks. Fredericks gives the ball to Bergschneider. Bergschneider's doing a spin in the middle of the floor. Now in the middle of the lane, a second spin, and it's up and good. Jace Bergschneider, well, we mentioned in the previous game about one young man working away for the all-tournament time, or all-tournament team. I think Bergschneider might be there as well. What do you say, Tim?
Yeah.
He has been unconscious here in the second half. Now a foul going to be called down at the other end. They're going to call it on the floor, I do believe.
Yeah, they're going to get Gideon.
Gideon's going to pick up his third. And the Panthers will inbound, trailing by 13. They'll go into Ambrose. Oh, Ambrose got only one guy guarding him. He'll go to the basket, can't get the shot to drop, and the Tornadoes come up with a rebound. Kyle tried to get the steal, but he could not. So the Tornadoes will have the ball with 6:20 and counting here in the fourth quarter, and I don't know what happened. He just simply flipped that one up in the air. Edmondson said, thank you very much. Bryce takes it the length of the floor for the layup. You talk about an easy steal. It doesn't get much easier than that unless he'd put a ribbon around it. Makes it 60-49. It's an 11-point lead. Panthers have to start taking some chances defensively to see if they can come up with some takeaways. Bergschneider is going to back it up near the midcourt line. Now he's going to try to drive left. He's going to head off to the right now as he'll go over in front of the stage. Being guarded there by Wes Kyle. Goes to the basket on the drive, up off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound, up and good, as that time Bryce Friedrichs comes in for the offensive rebound, the putback. He gets the bucket and the bruise, and the referees are having a discussion. So the entire proceedings will stop. I think they're talking to Jonah Law. Do you know who that foul was on?
You know who fouled that? I don't know. Jonah was like, wasn't me. I don't know who you're going to put it on, but it wasn't me. But they did give it to Jonah.
Jonah says, I'll take it. He said, wait a minute. Well, I don't want that one. That'll be my fourth. Can you give it to somebody else? Anybody else?
I think it was Spracklin that was in there.
Eyes it, tries it, can't buy it as that one rolls off the edge of the rim. Well, that could be a big call right there. because you do not want the big guy in foul trouble, and Loft is just there at this point now. And one of his biggest attributes is being able to take the ball to the basket as well as outside perimeter shot. He may have to stay outside now with those four fouls. Kyle goes to the hole and then kicks it back out to Edmondson. Edmondson's going to swing it back to Ambrose, the lefty, off the glass from straight ahead. Ambrose with an outstanding shot. He didn't call that, did he?
I don't think he called that one, but we'll take it.
Straight ahead, it goes off the glass and in, and makes it 62-51. The Panthers have drawn back to within 11 as we hit the five-minute mark. Now it's Edmondson who came up with a steal. However, the shot would not go as he had it deflected. The Taylorville Tornadoes got the ball back, and then a foul on the play is going to send Bryce Fredericks to the free throw line. That's the bad news. The good news for the Panther fans is right now Fredericks is 0-for-3 from the free throw line. Colin Schmitz come in the lineup.
The bad news is that foul went on Jonah Loft, and you said it before when they had the confusion.
Oh, no.
And he put his fourth foul on him when it should have been, I think, on Spracklin, and he's going to end up fouling out with 4:57 to go.
And the free throw is up and good for Fredericks as he makes the first free throw after missing three in a row. He has 11, looking for number 12. He'll take a couple of dribbles, bend those knees. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Now he'll buy it. So in the quarter, that's 4 points for Fredericks, and that is 12 points in the game. It's a 13-point lead. Oh, that was just an errant pass thrown right over the intended receiver, Lane Funneman, into the hands of the Taylorville Tornadoes, who now have the ball and a 13-point lead. Looks like they may be headed to a trip against Triad. Again, an offensive rebound by Taylorville. No, it comes loose, and Pena finally comes up with it, and then it's stolen away. So the Panthers, even when they pick up the rebound, things don't go well for them. Now Bergschneider realizes that was an ill-advised shot. At the 4:23 mark, the Panthers come flying back down the floor. They've got to score and score quickly. Wes Kyle to the hole. He's going to go to the free throw line as Schakowsky is going to pick up personal foul number 3. That's what the Panthers need to do, though, Gary. Get the ball to the basket, get to the free throw line, score while the clock is stopped.
Yeah, that's a great job by Wes. Like you said, everybody's got to be very aggressive, take the ball to the basket, attack, and then we got to hit the free throws.
This one rolls out. Way to go, Coach. You jinxed him. That's all I can tell you. Ambrose comes back into the lineup as Holthouse will have a seat. Two losses on the season for the Pena Panthers. One of those came to Altamont way back in November. The other one came to Auburn in the middle of December. So since December 12th, they have not tasted defeat. But unless they can come up strong here in the final 4:17, they'll be headed to the third place game tomorrow night. Second free throw, no good. And the Tornadoes come away with a rebound. As we mentioned, if Pena does go to that third place game, a game that a lot of people want to see because the game between Nokomis and Pena was canceled because of the weather. They said they couldn't come up with a date to reschedule, so perhaps they'll get a chance to have the rematch tomorrow night in Steve Kimbrough's final season at Nokomis. We shall see, but first things first, the Panthers have some work to do if they want to get to the championship game, trailing by 13 with 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Taylorville is going to be holding on to the ball, milking that clock a little bit. Now they'll head to the basket. You can hear those tires screeching as they put the brakes on, now trying to reach in and get the ball. Ambrose has the ball knocked away. It was out of bounds, last touched by the Panthers. But Tim and I mentioned earlier the four teams who made the finals in Triad, Nokomis, Taylorville, and Pena are the four teams most deserving to be in this position.
Oh, yeah. I think you got the top four teams here that, you know, they all play well. It's going to be great games. We had a great game earlier. This one's a good one. We're going to have two good ones tomorrow night.
Well, you got one north. You got one south. You got two on Route 16. It doesn't get much better than that. Inside, the layup goes to Sean Schakowsky. Don't look now, but he's put together a nice game. 7 points. Makes it a 15-point lead for the Tornadoes. Back the other way, Ambrose finds an opening to the hole. The lefty will not go. He reaches over the back, got away with it, but the ball goes to the Tornadoes, and the foul is going to be called on Colin Schmitz, and that's one of the reasons Schmitz is in there. He can stop the clock. He can commit the fouls. The 5'11 sophomore picks up his first.
That is going to put the Tornadoes in the bonus. Hey, you mentioned the Altamont. The Altamont lost early in the season. We'd been playing football about 10 days before that one.
I think we were playing football that night, too.
Well,
it was
one of those we ended up losing by 30, but we won the first 4 minutes of the first, second, and third quarters, and then our legs just gave out.
Ran out of gas.
I said, I would like to see us match up with them again and see what would happen.
Gideon's free throw rattles around, goes down. He'll get another. Yeah, that's one of the problems of having a good football team. It helps if you play in your early games schools that also have good football teams.
That's
a little more fair. I have no idea what kind of football program Altamont has,
we
if they have one.
We were supposed to play A&M, who played a couple weeks longer than us, and that one ended up getting snowed out also.
Yeah.
Or no, I think we just canceled that one because they were playing in the state championship.
Well,
game.
Because both of you decided that was the fair thing to do for both teams. Now a pass inside is thrown away, and the Tornadoes come away with it again, and they'll call a timeout. 2:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. 68-51,
well,
Taylorville the lead.
We got a discussion here. We had a travel call and a timeout, so they're going to decide which one happened first. He's going to give him the timeout.
They're going to give him the timeout. Okay, when it's a 17-point game with 2:41 to go, I don't think it matters a whole lot, but in any event, they take a timeout. We'll take a timeout, too. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. And back at Simmons Gymnasium, 2:41 showing on the clock. Two games tonight, Gary, which really final score is not going to indicate just how good a quality basketball has been played tonight. But I think the fans from all four schools can go home tonight knowing that their teams came out here and put on a good show.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, the effort's been there. There's no shame in losing to a good team, and Triad's a very good team. Nokomis lost too, and as you mentioned, the winner of this one gets Triad tomorrow night, which isn't a great prize, but the loser of this one gets Nokomis, which is no prize either.
Yes, indeed, and as we talked about, coming into this tournament, Taylorville was on a five-game losing streak, but those five losses were to Galesburg, Sterling, Dunlap, Centralia, and Effingham. So some, I don't like to call them quality losses, but understandable losses in any event. Taylorville with the ball going down. They're going to call Bergsnyder on a charge, as that time he was just determined he was going through the hole no matter who got in the way. He'll draw the charge. That will be foul number three on Jace Bergsnyder. And with 2:14 to go, the Panthers will inbound again. Heading the other way is Spracklin with the ball. He'll give the ball off to Kyle, back to Spracklin, back to Kyle. They patiently get the ball across midcourt, try to go inside to Ambrose. He stumbles around with it, and then as he tries to throw it up, he's going to be fouled and go to the free throw line. This foul is going to go against, I believe it'll go against Schakowsky, and that will be his fourth, I believe. To the free throw line, Andrew Ambrose. 17 points on the night, 4 in the first, 6 in the second, 5 in the third, and now 3 in the fourth. He's put together a pretty good night, but as you who has followed the Panthers this year would say, just an average night for the big guy.
That's it. Consistently, he's going to get you 18, 20 points. He's going to get you 10, 12 rebounds.
Where the production has fallen off a bit tonight, and I don't want to place blame on any one person, but Jonah Loft with 7 points, you don't see that too often. And as you mentioned earlier, he got in foul trouble early, had to set out. Now he's out of the game with fouls, so that really curtailed his performance tonight. Ah, the bounce pass. That time Spracklin was waiting for it. He intercepts it and takes it the other way. 100 seconds to go. To the corner they'll go. 3-point shot up, and good. He ends up flat on his back, this Wes Kyle. They give him the bucket. They don't give him the foul. Coach Metzger very quickly calls a timeout. What a shot there by Wes Kyle.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Jonah Loft tonight. And in the first half, Coach Metzger could keep him out. You know, we had the lead. So, you know, he had two fouls. You don't have to put him back in there. When we've got the lead, keep him out. Don't risk it. And then here in the second half, he had those two quick bang-bang right in a row. Sat out a little bit of the third quarter after he picked up his third foul. So he didn't get a whole lot of minutes tonight, and you know, that's it was just tough for him to ever get into a rhythm without having those minutes.
And when you look at that, the fact that, as you said, he was not in his rhythm, how much does that affect the entire team play? Because you know probably better than most people, as he goes, so go the Panthers. And for the most part this year, he's been going pretty well night in and night out. What was it, 1,000 points the other night?
Yeah, he did score 1,000 points. And, you know, as you said, when he's scoring, everybody's got to concentrate the defense on him. That opens things up more for Ambrose inside. Gets Spracklin more open looks. So gets everybody else some easy points here and there.
Ambrose has to feel like there's been a lot more put on his shoulders tonight, as he's had to be the offensive man and done a good job with 19 points. Now with 100 seconds to go and a 68-56 lead, a 12-point advantage for the Tornadoes. They will inbound it, get it into Bergsnyder. Bergsnyder gets it across midcourt. He's going to go into dribbling mode. Now he'll pass it over on the wing. He'll get it to Schakowsky, who'll swing it all the way up top to Tyler Heimsness. Heimsness picks up the ball, gives it off to Shirley. Wyatt Shirley will inside, wide open was Gideon as they were trying to play the pressure defense. Gideon just kind of got lost in the shuffle, picks up his fourth point of the quarter, his 13th point of the game. We head to the final minute, still trapping defense. We've got a scrum on the floor there as Ambrose and a couple of Tornadoes were scrapping for the ball. They'll call jump ball, one of the few things that's gone the Panthers' way tonight. It's their ball in alternate positions. Coach Metzger happened to do the towel duties again as they were all around on the floor. So tomorrow we will have the fifth place or the girls' championship game from Jersey, from Staunton will be our first game, and then the boys' championship game will follow. Those scheduled to go off at 5 and 6:30. Then we'll come here to Litchfield and we'll have the broadcast of the Nokomis game, and it looks like right now they will be taking on the Pena Panthers. So it'll be a triple header for you on WSMI on Friday night. Two games from Staunton, one game from Litchfield. Kyle to the hole. He went to the basket and drew the foul, and that's just simple. Take it to the hole, get to the free throw line. This is going to go against Schakowsky, and that will be his fifth foul. So Sean Schakowsky, the 6'4 junior, will foul out with 7 points to his credit tonight. To the free throw line will go Wes Kyle. That's the good news. The bad news is he's missed his last three there. He'll take a couple of dribbles, bend those knees. Eye it, try it, cannot bat. Okay, Coach, you're going to need to work on him with his free throws a little bit.
I think missed, he'll be in the gym tomorrow morning.
Missed four in a row. Well, I'm not sure if he'll be, but I'm probably sure you'll be there. And the second free throw is up, and it's good. So 4 points in the quarter, 11 points in the game for Wes Kyle. Now the Tornadoes are going to hold the ball out there, be a little bit more patient, swing that long pass all the way across to Gideon. Gideon spins out of trouble, gives the ball off to Heimsness. Heimsness dribbles out as we head to 45 seconds. Give the Panthers credit, they're still playing some scrappy man-to-man defense. But it's going to be a Tornado victory for the second year in a row over the Pena Panthers. Last year, the Pena Panthers lost to the Taylorville JV team, and a lot of people thought that was an embarrassment. But those who saw that team play realized that was an outstanding team. Probably could have been one of the top four teams last year. Well, this year's team is basically that JV team
That's
from
it.
Last year. And they're proving again they're an outstanding bunch of players as they lead here 70-57. Edmiston wanted to drive instead. Oh, shot blocked out of the air. What an outstanding play by Raiden Gideon. Did I ever tell you that I did that once? Blocked the shot out of midair.
Wow.
The worst part about it was about 30 seconds later, I woke up and the dream was over.
I wasn't going to say that. I was trying to be nice.
15 seconds showing as the Panthers are going to empty the bench and bring in some substitutes. Brendan Schoonover, 5'8 sophomore, is in the ball game. Also coming in, Kyle Kuhn, a 6'2 sophomore. This is a very good JV team that Pena has as well, as they have an outstanding record on the season. They're going to be on the floor at the end of this one as the Taylorville Tornadoes are going to win this one 70-57. over the Pena Panthers, giving them their third defeat of the year. Gary Boker Jr., thank you very much. Final comments on the night.
Oh, I think it's a well-played game, a lot of effort. Panthers got to be proud of what they did out here tonight. Got a little bit, have a taste of a different level of play, a little bit of speed, a little bit of things out there in the hands of the passing lane, but a lot of good things to build on. And that's kind of what we need, a little bit of a test. And Coach Metzger, I'm sure, will turn this into a positive as they go home, get ready for tomorrow's third-place game.
Indeed, a short turnaround. Gary Boker, Jr., thank you very much for assisting me tonight. I always enjoy it when I've got you alongside. Drive safely going home. Take care of my grandson and granddaughter, please. We'll come back after these messages to recap tonight's action from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational Tournament that you've been listening to on WSMI.
Well, that was a tale of two halves, wasn't it, Mr. Boker?
Indeed, Mr. Boker was my dad. He passed away in 91. I'm Gary, but you're correct there. It was a tale of two halves, and I'll tell you, I knew coming in that Taylorville was a quality team, and they proved it. I knew coming in that Pena was an outstanding shooting team with an outstanding record, and they proved it. But when two top-notch programs butt heads like that, something's got to give. We saw it in Game 1. We saw it in Game 2.
And it's been a while since I've seen a game that was so drastically different from the first half to the second half. I mean, that first half, Pena looked every bit like a team who hadn't lost in 6 weeks, playing with the confidence. And then all of a sudden, early in that third quarter, Jace Bergschneider, he's got some swag to him, Gary.
He found his cape.
He found his cape. That's exactly right. And once he got going, the rest of the team followed. And you know how it works with momentum. When you have it, you better hold on to it, because if you lose it, you might not get it back. And once Pena lost it, they never got it back. And 17 points in the third quarter for Jace Bergschneider. And as far as third quarters go, Gary, I don't know if the coach would ever say we played a perfect quarter, but, man, that's got to be real close as far as Taylorville's concerned.
At the end of the third quarter, when they came back to the bench, the coach couldn't have had a whole lot of bad things to say.
What do you say? He had a big smile on his face at one point, I know.
Well, we talk about them being tornadoes, and it was like a perfect storm for them tonight. And, of course, dating back to the days of earlier tornadoes in Taylorville, what this entire town has overcome, the resiliency. And I've heard several people tell me one of the things that has really made things get better quicker is having a high school athletic program that they can build around, and we've seen it here tonight. This is really a bonus for the city of Taylorville.
It's the biggest difference between small school high school life and big school high school life. The small school, it's the lifeblood of the town. Big schools, they don't have that. But when you're in a small town, that's exactly right. The town kind of goes as the sports teams go.
And, of course, what everybody is talking about Saturday morning at the barbershop is how the team do on Friday night. Well, tomorrow morning in Taylorville, they're going to be talking about some tornadoes that really, really came back strong. As Pena opened up the game, it looked like it was their game to take as they opened up a 19-14 lead. Their pressure defense, they had Taylorville on the ropes, and Taylorville just simply looked like they couldn't find their chemistry, couldn't find their rhythm. They were just kind of out of sorts the entire first quarter. But give them credit, they battled through that despite the fact that they were outscored by 5 points. They came back in the second quarter, and with Drake Spracklin hitting three threes in that first half, Taylorville, all they could do was stay close. They still trailed by 8 at halftime. But I tell you, Coach Ryan Brown, when he went into the locker room, I don't know what his speech was all about, but I'm sure there's a lot of coaches that would like to have that text, because whatever he said went to the heart of his Tornadoes, and they came out in the third quarter a team possessed.
Bottle it up and sell it on the internet.
There you go. There you go. And indeed, it was a huge third quarter for Taylorville as they turned that 8-point deficit into an 11-point lead as they outscored Pena 27-10 in that third quarter. And then things kind of evened out in the fourth quarter as Taylorville was basically taking the foot off the pedal a little bit, milking the clock a little bit more, knowing they had enough points. They just had to get to the finish line. It was a 12-10 advantage for the Tornadoes in the fourth quarter, and they win this one going away 70-57. But, oh, what a second half the Tornadoes played tonight.
I don't know that you could play a better third quarter specifically, and you're exactly right. By the time the fourth quarter got here, the damage had been done. for the most part. There was just nothing Panda could do in that third quarter. They had no answer. Adam Metzger was using timeouts, trying to stop the run, but it was Taylorville's night. It was Jace Bergschneider's night as he winds up, what, with 30?
He ended up with, what I have him for, 17 points was in the third quarter.
That's the third quarter.
28. He did end up with 30 points on the night. Yes, 30 points on the evening for Jace Bergschneider. And he was the leading scorer in the game for both teams. In fact, his 30 points was the only person who got into the 30s. Nobody even else got into the 20s. Looking at the individual scoring for Taylorville, Bergschneider, as you said, with those 30 points, as he had 28 after three quarters and kind of backed off a little in the fourth quarter with just a couple of points, but he leads the way with 30. Gideon had 13 points. Bryce Fredericks had 12 points. And then it was 7 points for Sean Schakowsky and 4 points each for Tyler Heimsness and Wyatt Shirley. Quarters of 14, 15, 27, and 12 as they score 70 points, 8 for 12 from the free throw line, committed 13 turnovers. The Taylorville Tornadoes pick up their 10th win of the season. And I know a lot of people who watch this ball game tonight are scratching their heads as they hear me say that. 10 wins for this ball club. They look like they should be heading towards 20. And I think unless time runs out, they may end up getting there before the year's over as it is.
Gary, I had seen this before online after games. The Pena Panthers come up into the stands and they pick up the trash. That is class to the first degree. Hats off to Adam Metzger and the Pena program. And we talk about high school athletics being more than just – playing a sport, and this is what it's all about right here. These kids just lost a tough ball game that they thought they were going to win, and you don't see any long faces, no woe is me. They're just up here picking up the trash out of the bleachers at Simmons Gymnasium. That is first rate.
Indeed it is. As we look at the Pena Panthers scoring tonight, they were led by Andrew Ambrose, who had 19 points. Then it was 12 points for Drake Spracklin, as he had 4 threes on the night. 11 points for Wes Kyle, 7 points for Jonah Loft. Loft, who was in a little bit of foul trouble early, had to set down. Then he ended up fouling out in the fourth quarter. He's usually good for probably 14 to 16 points a game. His offensive production was sorely missed tonight for the Panthers. Loft finishes with 7. Then it was 4 points for Lucas Holthouse off the bench and 4 points for Bryce Edmiston. Quarters of 19, 18, 10, and 10. Just as the offensive production increased for Taylorville in the second half, the offensive production for the Panthers fell off as they had only 20 points scored in the second half, and I don't think they've had many nights like that this year.
They won't have many more like it either. And, you know, Gary, they'll be better for this game. You know, when you have a long winning streak like that, you'll hear every once in a while there's a certain belief among certain circles of folk that you're better off losing a game when you're riding a long winning streak. I don't know that I necessarily subscribe to that. You want to win as much as you can. But the focus, I would imagine, will be a little bit sharper the next time they have practice.
Well, the thing about this year, this loss on this court, is that the Pena Panthers basically walked through the Vandalia tournament. They really did not have a game that was even close. So to be able to win both the Vandalia tournament and the Litchfield tournament in the same year is really something. And that was one of the goals I'm sure this team had coming into this week. Now, not only will they not have the opportunity to win the tournament, but they're going to have their hands full tomorrow. Going to be an outstanding ball game as they will be taking on the Nokomis Redskins for third place, a game that a lot of people would have said could very well be the championship game, but not so today.
Well, that tells you how good of a tournament this is, that Nokomis Pena is for third and not the championship. Going to be a fun day of hoops here tomorrow, the final day of the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. They will start at 2:30 with the seventh place game. Greenville will take on Civic Memorial. The fifth place game at 4 o'clock has Hillsboro facing Gateway Legacy. The third place game at 5:30, Nokomis against Pena. And then the championship, Triad in Taylorville, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. What a ball game that will be.
From the north and from the south, they come right to Route 16 to meet for the championship game. How about our schedule?
Well, we're going to be at the Macoupin County Tournament tomorrow night. We'll have the girls' title game between Carletonville and Southwestern. Tips at 5, live coverage about 4:45. Boys' championship will follow at 6:30 with live coverage. North Mac looking for the three-peat. They will take on the host Staunton Bulldogs. That gym will be a-jumping tomorrow night. And then Following our Macoupin County coverage, we'll bring you the Nokomis Paint Up broadcast tomorrow night. That'll probably come your way around 8 o'clock tomorrow evening on FM 106 and, of course, online at WSMIRadio.com. Gary, a couple other finals. The ninth-place game from Panther Gym goes to Mount Zion as they beat Litchfield 57-27. The 11th-place game to Father McGivney, they beat Ramsey 50-35. So ninth-seeded Mount Zion wins ninth. 12th-seeded Father McGivney wins 11th. You got top-seeded Triad, number 3, Taylorville, in the championship, and it'll be very interesting to see how that game shakes out tomorrow.
7:30 in the morning, I wake up, and I have no idea who played where last night. What can I find tomorrow from you?
Well, we've got all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Indeed, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 here on FM 106, and Sports Saturday at 9:02. We're going to talk to our four county coaches. That will be Darren Deneve of Carlinville, Steve Woolley of Southwestern on the girls' side, TJ Wilson of North Mac, Ty Locks of Staunton on the boys' side, and also had a chance to catch up tonight with Carter Sobel. Had a short conversation with him about becoming the school's all-time scoring leader and the county's all-time scoring leader. So we'll bring you that conversation tomorrow as well. Sports Saturday, 9:02.
Should be a full day of basketball all over the place. We'll get you the scores. We'll cuss and discuss things. And then we'll bring you a triple header again tomorrow night. Tim Mize, get us out of here.
Hey, thanks very much to all the fine folks here at Litchfield. Mark Elvers, the AD. Drew Logan, the head basketball coach. The countless number of volunteers that helped this event run so smooth year after year. All the people in the hospitality room. Just it takes so many people to put it on an event like this. So thank you to all the folks here at Litchfield. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you've heard on the broadcast throughout the season. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. The championship game is set. Triad and Taylorville tomorrow at 7. The third place game has Nokomis and Paina at 5:30. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI, FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. For Gary Boker Sr., Gary Boker Jr., I am Tim Mize. We say so long from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational in Litchfield.